Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare is pleasing to the ear and expands good fortune to the audience who hears it chanted. Owing to the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi was fully assured that the troublesome condition created for her by the demons would now be ended.
Omajnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalagaya chachurun milidam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha mogam karoti vachalam bangum langayate girim yatkripadamaham vande shri gurum dinadarinam paramananda madhavam krishna chaitanyeeshwaram hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare jayadam surado bangor mama mandamade gadi masarvasvapadam bojau radha madana moganau krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nandagopakumaraya govindaya namo namaha govindaya namo namaha govindaya namo namaha namaha pankajanabhaya namaha pankajamalini namaha pankajanetraya namaste pankajangraye
Hare Krishna. So we are actually in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are hearing actually the from Bhagavatam about Aditi's vrta as instructed by her husband to fulfill her desire. He took as a guru's role Kashyapa Muni and instructed her what to do to please. He said, your desire can be fulfilled. I cannot fulfill your desire. This can be fulfilled by only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He will do this when he is pleased. So this is a catch point actually in our devotional life. The whole purpose of doing all this devotional service, different type of devotional service is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So we are actually at the shelter of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, as Acharya. He analyzed the whole Shastra and made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness and the important teachings as delivered to us, and it is being practiced by all the practitioners, devotees. The purpose is actually to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Because it is said by the great Acharyas, Shastras, we have to be sure that if I undergo this, I will attain the love of Godhead. And Krishna will be very much pleased. That is what we are doing. So Aditi practiced very strictly, attentively. That is actually the point. Because we have been, our base of Hare Krishna movement is chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we study every day actually the importance of chanting. All other things are subsidiary, but the top one actually is the chanting of holy name of Krishna. So this chanting is done actually for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So, next thing is how to chant the holy name. The different stages are given actually. Initially somebody start chanting without knowing what is the offenses or anything like that. So, Nama Aparatha one is doing. Then, slowly they start chanting, they are hearing about, hey, this is to be chanted this way, without any offenses. So, then improves, become bit cautious. Suppose we have 10 offenses, important 10 offenses, we have to read every day. And we have to assess ourselves, how many offenses I am doing, how many offenses I am not doing. This is required actually for our progress in our spiritual life. Progress towards a path towards Krishna consciousness. So then one comes to Nama Pasha with some improvement is there. So, Prabhupada says, those who are chanting with Nama Paratha, Nama Pasha, they will get something. But if you want to get actually the love of Godhead, Krishna will be pleased when we do Shuddha Nama by avoiding all the 10 offenses. Important, very important. So, this is not achieved very easy. It is to be practiced under the guidance of the spiritual master or a great Vaishnava practitioner who is strictly doing it. Then only it is possible. So, we cannot say that I don't know. At the last, when our test takes, I don't know what to do. Nobody told me about all these things. So just like in the state, ignorance of law is not excused. You are driving in the red light and police stop and say that, why did you drive? I don't know. Nobody told me that I should not drive. So like that, in our Krishna consciousness, this is actually the basic, perfect knowledge we should get actually how to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Many of our acharyas they concentrated on this point and wrote so many books, and they are making us to practice it. So one has to take very seriously, then only we can achieve. For example, Shuddha Nama, other day I was telling that this is possible only when we call it Japa meditation. Means we have to meditate on something when you do Japa. You have to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna or the form of the Lord or the wonderful activities of the Lord. If we can achieve that, then we can do the Shuddha Nama. We have to concentrate as Aditi was concentrating on her vrita, chanting the mantras and everything. She was very careful. So this is not our one day business. It is everyday business, rest of our life. At least at the last moment when the test is given, we want to pass, then we have to practice it. So symptom is actually, the mind actually it is violating, actually oscillating, oscillation of the mind. The mind only we have to concentrate. Suppose you close our eyes, we should get the lotus feet of the Lord in the mind. So trying, I was listening to lecture of Govinda Maharaj. He said actually, this is not very easy. You have to cry in front of Krishna and open your heart and speak to him. I could not do a good round of chanting today because my mind is going here and there. This can be controlled only by you. Without your mercy, it is not possible. So crying, one day he will allow. He will make us to, that. The symptom is when we chant, definitely Shuddha Nama is chanted, the tears will come in our eyes because we are looking at the Lord. So instead of closing our eyes, if we can look at the form of the Lord, beautiful form of the Lord. Suppose I am attracted to Datta Rasi Bihari. Look at him. And no need of struggling. Look at him. Look at him and chant. So then only we can achieve the result, as Bhagavatam is narrating all these stories for our guidance. So now what is the result? Because she was praying, she was doing everything very nicely. The result is, what happened? The Lord appeared in front of her. It's not, it is possible with so many stories in Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of tapasya and austerity is taken for the Supreme Personality Godhead, the result is Bhagavan is appearing in front of the devotee. So today the scene of the Bhagavatam here is now, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there in the scene. Aditi could see the beautiful form of the Lord. Pidambaram karavirajita shankajakram kaumodagi sarasijam karuna samudram radha sahayamati sundaram antagasam vadalesha manisham hrudi bhavayami. The beautiful form is narrated. Hereafter, when we hear this particular chapter, in our mind, the Lord should be there in the mind. Beautiful form, he is standing in front of her. He was very much pleased. So when the Lord is coming in front of the devotees, whole Bhagavatam, different Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, so many devotees, the stories are there where the Lord is appearing in front of the devotee. And what the devotees they are doing, they simply glorify him. Because Krishna is known as Stuti Priya. He liked, you know, he can be pleased by Stuti. Chanting the Nama, chanting his glories, actually. So Krishna says, in one of the sloka I was reading, Krishna says, Gayanti mama namani, judanti mama samvido. Teshamaham parikritya nyanyakrita janadana gayandi mama namani. Say, look at, he is telling all the devotees. How you can purchase me? Purchase janadana. Janadana means one who is removing all the difficulties. Dinanatha. You can purchase me by chanting my name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he says, Rudandi, what is Rudandi? Cry in front of me. Cry for me. Cry for me. I want to know whether you are sincere or not. Deep in your heart you are crying. Rudandi. In front of me, I am purchased by the devotee, says. These two thumbs somebody is doing, I already purchased by him. I cannot go away from him. This is the way how to purchase Janardana. So, what we have to do, actually, when we go anywhere, when we go for satsanga, what we do, we sing the glories of the Lord. Especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is what she is doing here, glorifying the Lord. Of course, she wanted actually her son should come, son's Kunba, they should get the position. It is something material. That also, agama, sarvagamova, mokshagama, udaradihi, tevrena bhakti yogena, ejeda prishambaram. Whether you want all desires, material desires be fulfilled, no desire, under any circumstances, what is to be done? Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeda brishambaram. Then you are purchasing Krishna, he will give you whatever. So he is getting it because she knows, actually, Prabhupada has mentioned here in the purport, Pandavas, they were very pure devotees of the Lord, Krishna's devotee. They came to act in the drama of Krishna actually. Arjuna, he told Arjuna, go and declare, my devotees will never perish. And when ultimately everything is finished, Kunti Devi is praying under the lotus feet of Krishna actually. Because he is bestower of all benediction. He says, you are the bestower of all benediction for the devotees who are surrendered. So she is praying, Kunti Devi is praying actually in one of these shloka, Kunti's prayer. Yatha Krishigesha Kalena Devaki Kamsena Rudra Jidaram Sujatpida Vimojidaham Dasagatmaja Vibho Toyevana Dena Muhur Vipad Ganada. Kunti Devi ultimately standing in front of Krishna and praying unto his lotus feet. E Krishigesha, E Krishna, I know that you went to Mathura to release Devaki from the prison. From the Kamsa's hole, you killed Kamsa and released Devaki. But Devaki had 8 children. But all the previous ones, 6 of them they killed, Kamsa killed. Only 2 left. Krishna, you never saved for Devaki the 6 children. But in my case, my Lord, what you did for me, you saved me as well as my sons. So this is actually the glorification of the Lord. He do something out of the way for his devotees. He promised that you will be intact. Even though so many people have died in the Kurukshetra, but always he was very careful. So many stories we know how he was taking care of the Pandavas. So devotees are always taken care, and devotees' business is actually to understand. He is actually the best of benediction. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Mijna Tapasa Sarvaloga Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhudanam Nyatvamam Shanti Mrichati. Whatever you do, whatever tapasya austerity you do, it should be done for pleasing Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only one get the peace. Peace formula. This is a peace formula. And he is friendly to everyone. Further, Bhagavan is telling actually in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, to everybody, Yoma meva sammudo janadi purushottamam sa sarvavet bhajadimam sarva bhavena bharada. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, janadi purushottamam, without doubting, that devotee can only, he is the knower of everything. He knows everything. If he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the knowledge is with him. Then what he will do if he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me. Sarva bhavena bharata. This is what Krishna likes. Bhava bhakti. Bhava grahi janardana. There should be when we chant, when we sing, when we hear, we talk about him, it should be with the bhava. We are talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And today he is there in front of us. It's our business is to glorify him. This is what Krishna wants actually. Janati Purushottamam, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you must understand. So, also Bhagavan is telling to Arjuna, okay, you fight. But Mam Anuspara Yuttheja. You think about me and fight. Means whenever, whatever we are doing, 24 hours in a day, Prabhupada says actually you should be thinking about Krishna. Whatever it may be your activity, change it to spiritual, Krishna conscious way. Then we can remember him. Tasma Sarveshu Galeshu. Mamarismara Yuttaya. So this way, these are the glories of the Lord, because today we have a very limited time. If you talk about this particular prayer, how He is the shelter of holy pilgrimage. Wherever Krishna put his leg, lotus feet, there is a pilgrim place. It is one. For example, Vrindavan. Vrindavan we go, Brijabhumi. Brijabhumi we go for Brijamandala Paritrama. We can see there are so many places. But the lotus feet of Krishna we can see. And the pastime, Leelasthali. This is Leelasthali of the Krishna. Every inch of Vrindavana, some katha is there. What happened to that particular place? So that is why we are going to Vrindavan Dham. Because it is Leelasthali and Krishna is still there. Radharani is still there. People wanted to stay there permanently. Why? Because we are staying there means we are staying with the Radha and Krishna. Suppose somebody goes to their home. They are staying with their parents. Maybe they are maybe sitting in the one room somewhere. But in the around the house, even they are staying, what is their feeling? I am staying with my parents. So wherever you stay in Vrindavan, you know that Radha and Krishna is here. They say actually in Kusum Sarovar in the morning he comes at 10:30, accept the mala, 11:30 he go to Radhagund and he is taking lunch there with Radharani. So this Leela is going on, still it is going on. So somebody is having the faith and with that bhava, oh it is 11:30 now, I want to go to Radhagund. Krishna is going to take lunch there with Radharani. This is a Leela Sali. So Govardhan, we are going to Govardhan. This is Leelasthali. So this bhava, we should always remain in Krishna consciousness and wander about these places where Leelas were going on and become mad to know actually singing about the glories of the Lord. This is actually the perfection in the human form. Not for actually serving our senses. We should not become Godasa. We should become Goswami. Rupa Goswami says actually, you tell actually your senses, I was serving you so long. Suppose I am 68 or 69 old, actually I was serving you. Give me some rest now. Give me some retirement. At least in appreciation of serving you. Let me serve the Supreme Personality of God at Rishikesha. So take a retirement from actually the Godasa, whatever the go is, the senses are telling you. Rupa Goswami says in one of his writing, actually. Hare Krishna. So today also the Ishwarapuri's disappearance day, as we know that Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishwarapuri is born in a place called Kumarahatta and he is born in a Brahmin family. He took initiation from Madhavendrapuri. So Madhavendrapuri was actually a wonderful devotee. Actually we are hearing and we are reading Chaitanya Charitamritam and Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu also took initiation from Madhavendrapuri. So Ishwarapuri, he said that he was serving his guru. One of the teachings of Ishwarapuri, we have to understand, at the last moment, he was actually serving Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri became invalid. He could not move. So these are all beyond our conception. Why the Madhavendrapuri is a great devotee? Why he became like that? He said that he wanted to give a chance for a disciple to serve guru. Get the mercy. Give the mercy. So he was even taking his stool and urine. Ishwarapuri. So at the end, Madhavendrapuri, he has given him the pure love for Krishna. This is a benediction given. So he was on the love of Godhead. He started, fructified from Ishwarapuri. So he came to Navadvip when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit. So one day he visited the place. He went to Advaita Acharya and he heard about actually Nimai. He wanted to see him. He's a grammar pandit. And then one day on the way he saw Nimai Pandit, and you got attracted to the form of the Lord. And he said, actually, why are you looking at me? Please come, come to my house for lunch. So he took him to his house and he given him lunch. And he wrote one book called Krishna Lilamrita, Ishwarapuri. Then he told actually the Nimai Pandit, you are a Nimai Pandit, you are a Sanskrit Pandit, why don't you correct my book? I just wrote about something about Krishna. Then he said, actually, why you want me to do offense? You are a pure devotee of Krishna. A pure devotee, whatever he speak, whatever he write, everything will be transcendental, pleasing to Krishna. Who can comment on his writing? Anybody is trying to find fault, he will go to hell. So please, don't force me to do that. Still he was telling that you can do something, some correction you do it in Vachil. You are a Pandit. Also, he was teaching Gadadhara Pandit this Krishna Lilamrita, because he found him is very, this boy is very attractive and he is not having knowledge, bhakti. So he was doing that, and then he left actually for pilgrimage. And when the time came for Nimai Pandit, you know, to start the Nama Sankirtana, Sankirtan movement, he went actually to Gaya. He went to Gaya for Pindadan Samskara for his father. So he did everything with the Brahmana, chanted the mantra, Vishnu Sahasranama was going on. Finally, when he heard the glorification of Vishnu Bada, those who are gone to Gaya, they must have seen the real Vishnu Bada, lotus feet of Vishnu is there. When he heard about the glorification in that particular place, Mahaprabhu fainted. He started from there, you know, the love of God, it is fortified. And everybody was trying to find out what happened to him. Then Ishwarapuri happened to be there, he came there. And he called him, and he opened his eyes. And he was so attracted actually, oh, we met again here. So wonderful, you are a pure devotee. They started hugging each other and glorifying each other. So I going on. Finally, Mahaprabhu said, I want to take initiation from you. Can you give me the mantra? Gayatri mantra from you. Then you see, my dear Lord, I know that you are the Supreme Lord. How can he initiate you? No, you have to initiate me. Because Mahaprabhu wanted to show that real Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness will start only when somebody accepts the mantra from the disciplic succession, Guru. Then only the day you take initiation, you will feel that actually there is some change in me like that. So, finally, he initiated him. Very well. Initiated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started actually, he became a different person from that moment onwards. So, he blessed him. And he started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He came back to Navadeep. Everybody was telling, what happened to the Nimai? Nimai was very arrogant, you know, he was a Pandit. Now he changed completely. Because Ishwarapuri, the disciplined succession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted actually to distribute this Krishna consciousness to each and everyone. He never saw the patra, whether it is desiring or na patra, na desha. He wanted to distribute it. So he started from there. And he said that actually he used to go mad when he should chant the holy name of Krishna. That is what I said, Chuttanama, when we chant, we ourselves we can understand I am doing Chuttanama. The symptoms will come. And he could not do anything else, he could not stop it. He was becoming mad. He went back and told actually Ishwarapuri, my dear Guru Maharaj, Lord, what you gave me, what mantra you gave me? I am becoming mad. I cannot stop this mantra. He said, this is the nature of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You continue your chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Ishwarabhudi, when he was leaving his body, he instructed his disciple, Govinda, said, you go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go to him. So that was another reason. Now you see, he understood that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And he has shown to us actually what we should do, how we should proceed, progress in our spiritual life, accepting a guru and practicing Krishna consciousness and help others actually. This is what Mahaprabhu's mission is actually to spread, give to the poor. Here one word is used, Dinanatha. Krishna's name is called Dinanatha, Dinabandhu. So he is poor people, fallen people. Somebody was telling that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very much pleased, Krishna will be very much pleased. He will change Jagai and Matai in Kali Yuga. Then the white collar people only I will preach, no. Actually, you should find out some Jagai and Matai is there, go to him. Let him hit you, let him do whatever he wants, but try your level best to change him. Hare Krishna. Ishwarabhudi ki jai. Because of time constraint, I am supposed to stop it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.